Nancy Twain in for a kōrero today. Ngā tangata te ake o Whangarui Trust are encouraging all iwi members to make sure they vote in their trustees election, which are underway. Voting opened last month, and the iwi have until August the 3rd to have their say on who the trustees are for the next term, which runs through to 2024. It's great to have Nancy Twainley with us once again today, the kaihautū for the Trust. Nancy, tēnā koe.
Atu mārie. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora, Nancy. Tell us about the Trust's work and the importance of this voting opportunity, Nancy.
Oh, so the Trust was established in 2017 as a result of the Whanganui River settlement, and it accorded, of course, shared value system across the whole of the Whanganui River catchment. Te Awa Tupua recognises the health and well-being of the people and the awa. So the Trust is responsible for implementing and upholding the legislation that was accorded to the river.
Ka pai. And it's important work, isn't it? It was quite a history-making arrangement, as we know, for Te Awa Tupua. 13 iwi members have been nominated to stand. How many have eligibility to vote on this kaupapa, Nancy?
There's about roughly 8,000 adult registered members on our iwi register who are eligible to vote.
And what sort of turnout would you be satisfied with?
Oh, look, we'd be happy to get somewhere around 20% if we could. I mean, it's a really hard ask trying to keep track of our iwi members, and often they'll register but they'll move. So we're really hoping that talking to you today will help us track some of those people down and encourage them to get online and check their details or get registered. We're just pushing really hard to engage our people wherever they are all over the country.
Kia ora, because a lot of Whanganui people are obviously not living at home at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. There's roughly around 40% that live within the Whanganui Manawatū area, though, so there's still quite a lot living locally, but a big percentage in Auckland and Wellington and in other parts of the country and overseas. So we've got online registration capability, which is cool, and then election services actually running the voting process, and people can vote online or by postal vote.
You'd hope that those who've joined the Trust Board have enjoyed this first term. How many of those first termers are standing again, Nancy?
We've got, we've got a mixed model. Three get elected through the runanga process, and four get elected through this voting process. So in our, we've already got two that have come through the runanga process that are current, and we've also got a couple that are coming through again on this general process.
What would you say some of the important issues that the first term board members grappled with, and what some of the issues might be for the second term, Nancy?
We're, as you recognised before, Dale, it's a new way of looking at our environment, our relationship with our awa, and so it's a change of behaviour that we're seeking to do, and that's a process that's different for everybody. So they're used to transacting through the Resource Management Act. We're saying, actually, before that, you need to have a conversation. We need to have conversations as community for everybody that has a role and interest and an impact on the river and the river system more broadly in terms of Te Awa Tupua.
Thanks,
the Trust have to consider those aspects. It's different from any other board in that respect.
It is quite unique and a great opportunity. Now, if you've got some listeners here in Tamaki who align with the Trust, Ngā Tangata Te Ake o Whanganui Trust, would the best place to be? What, just Google that and you'll find your way through to voting information and the like, Nancy?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got something up online relating to the election process. They can register. They can register right up until round about the 22nd of July, but still we can try and get them in the system after that, but we're really encouraging people to get in touch now. Google on the website. We've got a Facebook page where people can get in touch with us.
Nice talking with you again, Nancy. Thanks so much for your thoughts today. All the best.
You too, Dale.
Kia ora, ngā mihi nui. See ya. See ya, Nancy. Thanks. Nancy Tuaini and Whanganui. And you're with Radio Waate, Urban Māori Radio.